after more than a two-year absence from New Zealand waters, the first cruise ship is set to arrive in Auckland tomorrow morning. The Pacific Explorer will sail into the Waitemata Harbour at 7:30 a.m., restarting what was a $500 million industry for New Zealand before the pandemic. And while this visit is a one-off before the season starts later in the year, this return is being hailed as great news for struggling tourism businesses. Joining me now is the Chief Executive of the New Zealand Cruise Association, Kevin O'Sullivan. Good evening, Kevin.
Yeah, hi, Karen.
You must be pretty excited. What does this mean for businesses?
I think you said it all fairly succinctly in your preamble. But yeah, we are very excited. It's not the beginning of the season. It's a one-off, but it's still very exciting to see cruise ships come back into Auckland. And it will make a difference, even this one visit will make a significant difference, just to the vibrancy and also to get the tills ringing again in downtown Auckland.
The tills ringing again, yeah. Well, where is the Pacific Explorer coming from?
It's coming from Sydney, and it's staying in Auckland just really during the day, and then in the early evening it'll be heading off to Fiji.
So it's doing, well, it's obviously exploring the Pacific, but how long's the cruise for the people on board?
I think it's 10 days, but to be honest, I haven't actually looked at that. Nobody's asked me that question before, Karen. Well done.
No, I just wonder how many people are on board.
Well, I understand it's around about 70% of capacity, which capacity is about 2,000 passengers. So, yeah, so I guess that comes to maybe 1,500 passengers.
That's incredible, isn't it? People are dead keen to just get on board that boat and go and see a bit of the world.
Oh, absolutely. The demand is huge. Of course, bearing in mind that cruising resumed in other parts of the world some time ago, and New Zealand's pretty much the last one to bring cruise ships in. Australia's been operating now since all May.
Oh, okay.
So there's nothing new elsewhere, it's just new to New Zealand.
Are we ready then? A lot of hospitality and tourism businesses, they've been struggling to find enough staff.
Yeah, and that is an issue. I've been going around the country working with local regional tourism organisations and communicating with the local communities to see who's there and are they able to operate. Mostly they are, but of course there will be many missing and there'll be others, of course, who will be short-staffed and will struggle, as we all are. I mean, right across the country, staffing is an issue in hospitality and most cafes throughout New Zealand are certainly struggling for staff. Yeah, it will be an issue. It's going to be an issue probably for some time. This could be a season that defines what the future looks like for Q Cruise and the international tourism industry.
So they're here for the day, did you say? Just one day? And
yes.
They'll be allowed off the cruise ship, obviously. Will they be told about mask use and New Zealand being in the orange traffic light setting and all of that?
Yeah, there will be advice given to them on that. And, of course, bearing in mind that the regime on board is generally stricter than what we see in New Zealand, for example, there's mandatory vaccination for everybody on board, crew and passengers. And also a testing regime in place pre-arrival on board the ship, and also there's also ability to quarantine on board as well too if necessary.
Oh yeah, and are you in Auckland, Kevin?
I am. Yeah.
So they'll get off that cruise ship down at the wharf there, and where do they normally go? They just go and have a little bit of a tiki tour around Queen Street.
I think there'll be a lot of that. I would imagine that Commercial Bay and other retailers in the downtown centre will probably do very well out of the passengers coming on shore. Some will go further afield. There are one or two tours, but as I say, this is a one-off, so really we expect that most of them will be strolling around town and spending money in the CBD.
Down the viaduct. So how many cruise ships are we expecting for the 2022-23 season?
It's The port calls, which is, you know, port call is where a ship comes into any particular port around New Zealand, is over 900, which is fairly similar to what we saw in the short season pre-COVID, the season that ended in March 2020. So the numbers of crews as expected are very similar to what we experienced that year. That year was on its way to probably being more than 1,000, but so getting back to those levels is quite substantial.
It is substantial, and as you will know that cruise ships have been criticised in the past for being quite damaging environmentally. Has anything changed in the past 2 years?
Yeah, there's been a massive amount of work done initially, of course, because of the requirements to do things to do with COVID. But for many years, and it keeps on ramping up, I guess. The cruise lines are working on sustainable management of their shipping worldwide. Cruises are only 1% of the shipping around the world, but they tend to lead the way when it comes to sustainability. So the new ships that are coming out often are using new technology, and I think we'll see quite radical new technology eventually around the cruise ship industry. So yeah, they're taking this very seriously, and that also took the opportunity to take out of service some of the older craft that that may not be as being environmentally sustainable as the new models are.
I specifically think about the fuel that they use and what they're pumping out into the air when they're not near the port, but when they're out in the ocean.
The fuel that's used these days is low sulphur fuel, and it was one of the issues internationally. And so regulations were introduced from January 2020 to limit the amount of sulphur available in fuel worldwide. And in regions where only high sulphur fuel is available, then cruise ships in particular use scrubbers, which remove sulphur and various nitrates out of those emissions. Some of the emissions you see, or quite a proportion of them, will be steam these days rather than smoke coming out of the state.
Steam. Mm. Okay, all right. Well, I don't know enough about that to go into it into great depth, but I see this text, for example, that these cruise ships will be given a chance to pollute New Zealand waters while we happily make them lattes and sell them BS souvenirs, third world tourism. So some people are not happy that the cruise ships are coming back, but the tourism industry needs to survive. It is a big business, big money for us, isn't it?
It is, but we're also conscious that we must be sustainable and we must be environmentally friendly. So despite what your text says, the cruise industry are very much well aware of that, and some of the messages in that text really are completely false.
You told them? Very good. Thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Good to talk to you.
You too. That's Kevin O'Sullivan from the New Zealand Cruise Association.